What is up, you guys? I hope you can hear me. So today I went to see the Elvis movie, and I thought it was going to be more behind the scenes of his life, not going to lie. I did not expect it to just be like a concert, theatrical type thing. Even though that's what Elvis is known for. But I thought it was going to be more behind the scenes of his life. Because that's what I wanted. It was a good movie. It's definitely Austin Buster Butler. Why did I say Buster? Austin Butler did a good job of embodying Elvis. Because he spent like 3 years, especially during COVID, to, like, know Elvis and know, like, his mannerisms. I think he spent time with Priscilla and Lisa Marie and just did an extensive amount of research for the role. And so I think that's why a lot of people don't understand that. That's why his voice has changed, because when you're an actor, you... What is it called? Like, method something? And for 3 years, he was preparing for a role. So, that has to be hard to, like, just jump out of it. Especially when you're going to the premieres and doing red carpets for it and all that. But I honestly thought it was going to be behind the scenes. But I was very, it was more about, I guess, the manager, Parker, Colonel Parker, whatever his name was, about how he, like, used and abused Elvis, which is, you know, a lot of people probably didn't know that, but if you do extensive research into Elvis, I'm not going to get into, like, all the conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but if you are on TikTok, you're into conspiracy theories, definitely go down the rabbit hole. I've done it a few times, and I probably will again after seeing that, because there are some increpencies, I think is the right word, to what, like, I saw and what I've, like, researched, and so it's kind of funny, that I'm, like, about to go down a rabbit hole again of Elvis, but, yeah, I just thought the movie was gonna be more so, like, with Lisa Marie and Priscilla, and then that backstory, and the bad story with his parents. We got, like, the father-son dynamic, but, like, not really anything else, which is kind of strange, especially, like, the mom, because he loved his mom. That's, like, the number one thing that, if you know about Elvis, but yeah, I just thought it was going to be more geared toward that. Now, they do need to come out with a movie like that, and then Austin Butler can play Elvis again. And because that dynamic between him and Essie, I don't know the girl's name who played Priscilla. I need to look up the actor's name before I, you know, try to anything like this, but they had a very good dynamic. I was shocked that Tom Hanks was in this movie when I first, like, saw the previews and stuff, because, there was, you know, Tom Hanks was kind of canceled in 2020, him and his wife, and so, I don't know that being an Elvis is gonna redeem him, just because he did play the character that used and abused all this. So I'm not really for certain, like, if that was the right move, but to each their own. But yeah, I just thought it was gonna be a little bit more like a biography. And I was kind of sad that it turned out to be a concert. Now, I love all his music, so like that was like a good thing that like I was. Now, the theater, I will tell you, I was probably, no, there was someone younger. I saw someone younger. But like we were probably the few younger ones. So it's kind of neat to see. Sorry guys, I'm also trying to get gas because I'm almost out. And everyone's at the gas station, so I'm very confused. And all gas stations now have like these paper cans, and I never know what that is, and so I get very, very confused. But what I'm gonna end with is the fact that this is gonna be a very short podcast. I'm gonna come out with a longer one later. But I wanted to do a podcast on the Elvis movie, but I'm gonna just say one thing. There should be a biography, and there should be more like backstory on Lisa Marie's childhood with Elvis, because does anyone know like what how that was? Because I don't. But I thought it was gonna be a biography, not like a concert. But it's fine. But I'm gonna get gas, even though it's almost $5. So yeah. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. I will be back with the podcast later. That's more in depth, more talkative, all that goodness. But have a wonderful day, and just keep sharing my podcast, listening. I appreciate all the love. So yeah, I'm gonna go get $5 gas. Yay!